Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, South Africa's agricultural sector has seen enormous progress over the past three decades. I know on a day-to-day basis, we talk about various challenges that the farmers experience, which do have an impact in their farming enterprises. But when you step back and you look into the sector, you'll appreciate that we have seen enormous progress to an extent that we have more than doubled in value and in volume terms from 1994 up until to today. The adoption of technology, mechanical, but also on the biological, better seed varieties, better genetics, have underpinned productivity along with the improvement in farming techniques in the country. But the other important aspect of it is the global demand. We have seen South Africa expanding its market access in a range of regions. We now export about 40% of our products to the African continent, 19% to the EU, Asia just over 24%. The Middle East is also growing in a number of regions in the world. But the story does not end there, because South Africa still has capacity to expand its agricultural production. We also have more products that are coming out from the area that we have tilled, trees that have been planted, and we are searching for markets. But also in an environment like today, where the geopolitics can present a couple of challenges for export markets, one wants to be well diversified and access as many markets as they can. And I think it is this ambition of accessing as many markets as they can and diversifying the markets while retaining the current access that we have in the EU, in the African continent, Americas, and a range of other countries. Doesn't mean that shifting the export markets to new areas, but rather adding on to this. This is something that has been part and parcel of the discussion amongst the South African farmers, agribusinesses, and those that are in government. One of the areas that we have been focusing on a lot is BRICS. And I think the BRICS Plus, now with all of the new members that have been added, presents more opportunities. Just over the past 2 years, for example, South Africa's agricultural sector has seen an expansion on market access for products that we could send to China, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, which are part of this BRICS Plus grouping. But of course, BRICS Plus is not a formal trade structure. It is a political grouping, so there's not really some form of trade agreement that all of these countries can come together on and we access all of these markets. It is really just a political grouping. And we can also not take credit and say the new access into Saudi Arabia and Egypt is primarily because these countries are now part of the BRICS Plus grouping. Although them coming as part of the BRICS Plus grouping does add to that sentiment of these countries wanting to deepen trade amongst themselves. But the market access work with these countries have been ongoing for quite some time. In China, for a range of products, avocados and stuff, this is the work of many years. It just happens to now come into agreement at this time. In Saudi Arabia, for deepening the access to beef, it's something that has been ongoing for some time. Egypt, for grains, it's something also that has been going for some time. But the point is, now they are also part of the BRICS Plus grouping. We have access to them. And what South Africa aims to do is to say, within this grouping, can we strengthen bilateral agreement with a couple of countries there? And those bilateral agreement could be useful, particularly if we can be able to deepen access to China for agricultural products broader than the products that we already have. India is also another exciting market, very difficult to access and get a greater market share in the Indian markets. But those are things that are ongoing. Saudi Arabia is an important market, and of course, Egypt. In the rest of the other countries, one can still look around and explore some of the opportunities that are there. But I think the trade story is not only just the South Africa stuff, because if one could recall the discussion that happened in the 2023 BRICS Summit in Johannesburg, many member countries that we are talking to, the likes of Brazil, the likes of Russia, were also around the spirit. The original BRICS countries were also around the spirit of saying, look, we have to deepen our trade. And this is the stuff that we also took to the political principles to look into this. One of the reasons was the realization that in this particular sector of agriculture, there was a very low intra-BRICS trade, although the region itself imports quite a number of products from the world market. For example, if you look at the data on trade map, 2019 to 2022, and you average the imports there, they were around about $255 billion. That's the imports by the BRICS countries. China, of course, taking a lion's share, about 71% of that, followed by India, 11%, Russia, 11%, Brazil, 4%, South Africa, 3%. And also, if you had to look at the products and say, okay, what are these BRICS countries importing from the world within the agricultural side? It is primarily soybean, beef, maize, berries, wheat, palm oil, poultry meat, cotton, barley, dairy products, pork, apricots and peaches, sugar, wool, sunflower seed, nuts, sorghum, goat meat, wine, grapes, avocados, mangoes, guavas, fruit juices. Those are the type of products that are at the top of that list. Now, if you look at those products and you also consider what does South Africa actually exports to the world, South Africa sends a lot of those products to the world. Then we have to say within the BRICS countries, can we expand the market access and be able to see more of the share go to those countries while still maintaining the access to the other markets that we participate in? Because let's face it, Egypt is a big market. A year, they import approximately $16 billion worth of agricultural products. Saudi Arabia, around $20 billion worth of agricultural products. And of course, China, you know, is the one that is also big, and India and the others that I've already mentioned. But even these new additions of these countries, they are big agricultural importers, so we could tap into them. And if you ask and say, okay, what is it that Egypt spend $16 billion importing a year? You realize they import wheat, maize, soybean, palm oil, beef, apples, pears, dairy products, cotton, potatoes, tea. Those are some of the products. You see a similar profile in meat when you look into Saudi Arabia. And this is why then we are so adamant that perhaps there is opportunity for South Africa to deepen trade further than those than the products that we already export. And certainly at the start of this year, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia's agricultural minister was in South Africa and the other senior leadership. And what they were looking at was saying, can we deepen trade on grains and beef with South Africa? And hopefully the next step will include fruit and the other products. While Egypt was in the country also searching for grains, to the extent that our colleagues at SACOTA, that's the South African Cereals and Oilseeds Traders Association, along with the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, they were at the forefront of those engagements, which is what led to this market access that we are seeing opening up in these countries. So this is something that is underway, of course, and now the chairship of the of BRICS has moved from South Africa. It is in Russia. And our colleagues that are participating there, led by Russia, also believe that there is room for deepening agricultural trade. And I think within the BRICS Plus community, there will be agreement that that's something that needs to happen, especially if you look at the numbers that I've just talked about for Saudi Arabia, for Egypt, about how much interested they are on agricultural trade. So this is something that I think is going to continue to be part and parcel of the theme of South Africa. Back to my opening point where I was saying we've seen the sector growing more than doubled since 1994, and part of the catalyst was trade. And I think going forward, while we have over 2 million hectares of land that is underutilized, which could come into production, expand volumes of production in South Africa, and we also have trees that have been planted that are yet to bear fruit, and that will increase the volume of fruits that is available in the country. These are all products that we need to look into the world and saying, can we deepen trade in a fair way with some of the countries that are in the BRICS, while at the same time ensuring that in Europe, in Africa, in the Americas, certain countries in the Middle East and Asia, where we already participate as a country, we maintain those relationships. And this is going, of course, to be tricky at the moment because there are all of these geopolitical difficulties that we all see. But I think this is an important aspect. And if anything, on the conversation with Russia, now being the chair, I do think that the trade is going to go beyond the product. Perhaps maybe some will want to deepen trade even on agricultural inputs, which for South Africa, I don't think that should be a problem because we anyway import over 80% of our fertilizer. We import over 90% of our agrochemicals. So it matters not where these will come from, as long as we have access to high quality products that assist us in boosting the agricultural yields in the country. I think that's something that is important for us. And I think going forward, trade will remain part and parcel of the theme of the conversation in South Africa because it offers that opportunity. And if we do trade more and the sector continues to grow, it also then creates job opportunities and it lifts the rural communities of South Africa, which is why this is so important. But with that, folks, let me stop there. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. You can listen to some of our segments under this podcast and also follow us on socials at Mkokeli Podcast and on other socials with my name, Wandile Sihlobo. I write also a few stuff for the blog or my blog, and the link for my blog is in the description of this podcast. Check it out and let us know what you think. We'll be back the next week with another theme. Thanks for listening.